Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We call this the 9 o'clock stretch. And we really do, like, stretch it out.
And we talk slow.
Maybe.
Not that kind of stretching out, Bob. That's not what I give you the hand sign of stretch.
He used to work stretch on the old book report.
Oh, man.
Seven fugitives remain on the run after the New Orleans, Louisiana prison break. Now, I think most people have heard about this by now, but authorities have strong leads on the remaining fugitives who may have fled Louisiana. But here's the thing. Inside job suspected. That's the most difficult thing. You can make a system. You can build a prison. And if everybody follows what they're supposed to do in their protocol and doing their jobs, the chances of somebody escaping are going to be very, very, very tiny. Still possible.
Sure.
There's always a David Copperfield in the group or something like that. 7 of the 10 inmates who audaciously escaped from the jail on Friday still on the loose. 3 have been captured. These are folks that, you know, aren't people you necessarily want to hang out with. Charged with murder, domestic abuse, burglary.
Ooh, not good.
Mm-hmm. And they're hoping that the community will help anybody who sees anything. And that probably will be one of the main sources of intel. Plus, they have background information on them, where they could possibly go, et cetera. But authorities have said that some of the fugitives may have left the city or even the state. The public have been urged to stay alert, but not be alarmed. Don't be alarmed, but be alert. Mm-hmm. And report any tips. And the FBI said in a statement it has surged resources and is offering up to $5,000 for tips leading to the arrest of the inmates. That'd be a nice little chunk of change. Plus, you're putting a bad guy back where they belong. Around 200 officers are involved in the search, and anyone found to be aiding an escapee will be charged as an accomplice. Louisiana State Police released images of the of these folks, and by Friday evening, they caught not one, but they caught one, and then they caught two more. But still, as far as I know, unless it has happened very, very recently, there is still 7 that are on the loose.
You know, I get if you're that kind of person, you don't want to stay in prison. I get that. At an opportunity, yeah, let's run away just in case. But eventually, where are you going to hide? What you gonna do? Somebody will take they'll take the cash and they will turn you in, or just some stupid thing. You get pulled over one day, whatever.
Which has happened, like,
yes,
years down the road. They've identified, yes, people who have been literally like 20 years. They've been they've been out.
I don't know.
So here's the other thing too. These people that work at the prison, And I guess they, yeah. I don't know, usually it's like a fall in love. You had the famous case, what was up there in Pennsylvania, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, they did a little movie about it and stuff. And it was one of the Arquette sisters actually played the woman. And, yeah, she kind of like, well, had a thing for some of the prisoners. And she aided their escape. That's not a good thing. And video cameras captured 10 inmates breaking out of a cell and running from the Justice Center, the main jail facility in New Orleans, before the group scaled a fence using blankets to protect themselves from barbed wire and ran across an interstate to a nearby neighborhood where they changed clothes. Well, if they changed clothes, that means somebody probably left them.
Yeah.
Fresh clothes.
It's not like the movies where they always, the one guy escapes and steals them off the clothesline. Remember?
Steal them off the clothesline.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Steal them from the, you know, the Salvation, you know, army box or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
A female civilian employee monitoring the pod, you ready for this? Quote unquote, stepped away to get food and missed the getaway. Could happen to anybody. Your stomach's growling.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been watching.
Uh-huh.
Everything's
uh-huh.
good. And then at precisely 3 minutes till, you hear that stomach growling. You're like, ah,
man,
I've got to get me a Snickers bar.
Uh-huh.
And you're not there.
In time for seven.
Now, is it better to step away for food or to be found asleep like the Jeffrey Epstein guards?
Boy, hunger, sleep. You know, those are both strong things, Bob. Those are both, they're strong.
Aiding and abetting people who are in detention is also a strong thing.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And
so, yes, a female civilian employee.
Uh-oh.
Don't want to jump to conclusions, but I think we've reached probably the same one. Officials said the video feed was not being actively monitored at the time, but it was reviewed after the inmates were discovered missing hours later. For those of you who have cameras at your home, but maybe are not a fan of firearms, need to maybe take that into account.
Uh-huh.
That, yes, someday when you're found in a bloody mess, people will be able to look at a video and possibly it'll help them catch the bad guys.
Now, that won't help you at all at that point.
No, not you or the family or anybody you left behind.
But know in your heart that in heaven they're going to jail for
maybe.
It. Maybe.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. Three jail employees have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Wow. The gaping hole used by the escapees, which appeared to have been hidden behind a toilet, was in a first floor jail cell. Yeah. I mean, you got time on your hands.
Yeah, let's cut a hole behind the toilet, the bathroom, in the wall.
Yeah.
And we'll sneak out through there. Nobody will notice.
Well, that's how many of these things have occurred. At least, they do movies about it.
It's amazing.
Inmates wrote, "Too easy, LOL." And I'm just doing it verbatim.
Okay.
We innocent.
Okay.
We innocent. You know, sometimes when you're in a little bit of a hurry and you're escaping jail,
you
might not use perfect grammar.
Mm-hmm.
We still get the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
We innocent. It is unclear whether the opening was created by the inmates or if it was already present. Oh, yeah. We put extra holes behind the toilets.
Ventilation.
Ventilation. Yeah.
We knew it was there. We didn't think anybody'd actually crawl through it.
Mm.
It was a very big ventilation hole in the wall.
Yeah. Chief of Corrections, Jay Mallett, said that the hole could have been created from the inside, could not have been created from the inside.
Okay.
I love these Mises to Pieces.
So somebody broke into the bathroom through the wall and left a hole.
Could have been a rodent, but
very big one.
Yeah. They said, we know this could not be removed from the inside, so we're investigating to see who exactly entered these areas, what kind of work was done, if there was work being done, and if this is an inside job.
I can't wait until they read the entire file.
Wow. You went there?
I did. Too soon?
Well, you know, there's some people that, you know, they just buy whatever the surface statement is. They just go, yeah, because, well, because they're the good guys, right?
Yes,
Bongino, Cash Patel, they're the good guys.
Absolutely.
So we trust them.
We do.
Well, guess what? Maybe they're exposed to things that we're not. And there may be a reason for them to not, maybe, say everything.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Just saying. Hmm. You can still be a good guy and also be in fear of, I don't know, your life.
Yeah, what are certain rules you got to follow? Yeah, I'm
sure. Well, you rub the wrong people the wrong way, and you might get rubbed out.
Out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say 86.
No, you didn't.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang on. 97.3, The Sky.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When I surprise myself with my level of crassness and immaturity.
I was looking for words there.
Yeah.
Those are a couple good ones, though. You did good.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:19. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big, beautiful Bill is still alive and well. There's been some Republicans that were kind of bucking it. I'm trying to dig up some sources and share with you who they are. I'm going to call them out. All right. Also, and you know, it's harder sometimes to find that information than you might think. But anyway, Trump coming off just an incredibly successful trip to the Middle East. Of course, he will not get the accolades that he should by the mainstream left-stream media, whatever they are. And but we will. He's brought in trillions of dollars, and some of these benefits are going to be, you know, start to be felt immediately. Boeing with a huge order there. And then some of the other ones will, you know, take some time to fully develop. But
right.
These are all good things and all good signs. And so you've got putting peace together with prosperity. You're talking about, you know, peace through superior, instead of firepower, it would be economic power. These are awesome things. I hope the people get a chance to, you know, really understand that and not be sidetracked by these absolutely pitiful talking points that the left has come up with about the president.
Well, you just list these great things. Again, it's going to be it's great trade deals. That means money coming this way. That means jobs come this way. And what does Saturday Night Live do? They do a spoof of that like it's funny, or any reason they can to join those talking heads you're talking about to blast our president. And yet they all have potential to benefit from the things he's doing because he loves our country.
Yeah. But instead, we've got entertainers like Bruce Springsteen getting on stage, you know, in a,
he's awful.
You know, a foreign land.
Yeah.
And talking, you know, this country down. And, you know, like, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But if, I don't know about you, I don't pay a bunch of money to see a concert and want to hear political statements.
Yeah.
But especially when they're wrong, they're not backed up by any facts. Just call something authoritarian and thereby it is. Speaking of which, the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, apparently is on the brink of chaos in the aftermath of them moving forward with a process to oust gun control activist and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting survivor David Hogg as vice chair. Wow. He was, him and James Carville were kind of going back and forth a little bit, weren't they? James Carville, they don't like him.
Yeah,
and I think the feeling might be mutual.
A lot of egos going on there.
You think?
Yeah, a couple big ones.
Officials in the DNC have reportedly found themselves in a war of words over the issues at play. The Credentials Committee voted 13-2 to void the election results from February in which Hogg and Pennsylvania State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta were elected to serve as co-vice chairman of the committee. In a statement issued, Hogg noted that while the vote was based on how the DNC conducted its officers' elections, it was impossible to ignore the broader context of his work to spend roughly $20 million to primary ineffective members of Congress. And he's talking about ineffective Democrat members.
Right. Yeah.
And apparently that, I guess the people in the DNC and others felt like their toes were being stepped on. Today, the DNC took its first steps to remove me from my position as vice chair, Hogg said. While this vote was based on how the DC conducted its elections, which I had nothing to do with, Hogg's statement continues, in part, our country's in crisis and too many leaders in the Democrat Party are asleep at the wheel. Trump is on a mission to crash our economy, disappear people without due process, and participate in flagrant public corruption. And the voters still trust him more than Democrats. That's a massive indictment of our party. Well, here's why people don't trust your party, David Hogg. Because people within your party say things like, Trump is on a mission to crash our economy. Oh, wait, that's you. So you are the problem. That's why your party does not have credibility. Does he not see that? Is he too close to it, so to speak?
I guess. Too agenda-driven and not reality-driven.
You see, the average person doesn't believe that Trump is on a mission to crash the economy.
Yeah.
Now, you could speculate on that. You could go, yeah, the tariffs brought us to the brink, which, number one, is a lie. Number two, it's an exaggeration. Number three, it was done with great purpose, and it appears with great success at the end. Versus taking an executive order and undoing everything Trump had done in his first go-around to allow illegals to flood into our country. Now, so there's a credibility issue because, remember, Joe Biden ignored it, pretended like it wasn't going on. Then he had that bozo Mayorkas saying the same thing, really lying to everyone's faces, including members of Congress, about there's no issues at the border. Then he said there's no chaos at the border. Then finally admitted there was some, but didn't take any responsibility as to why. Everybody with half a brain knew why, because it was all planned to open the border. It didn't happen by accident. And it took work through these NGOs, non-governmental offices around the world, to say, hey, the pipeline is open. Let's go, let's go, let's go. They had to put people on planes, trains, and automobiles to get them to the border where they crossed. It's David Hogg is another representative, even though he's younger. He thinks the issue is with Democrats being asleep at the wheel. No, better to sleep and be thought of as tired than to not be sleepy, open your mouth, and remove all doubt about what kind of buffoon you are. And
they've proven it.
David Hogg, you fall into that second category. He doesn't see that. He said, wow. Trump is on a mission to crash our economy, disappear people without due cause, and participate in flagrant public corruption.
That just sounds like a typical political season line, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds like.
With no validity to it.
No, not at all.
Last month, he said, my organization announced that it would primary ineffective members of Congress who are not meeting the moment. In response, the DNC made it clear that they were going to remove me due to the necessity of neutrality for the party. They really are at a crossroads.
Yeah.
Who is going to take charge? Is it going to be the, you know, the far left, which
right.
seems to have an awful lot of sway?
He doesn't understand the machine that he kind of joined up there, and it's very powerful.
It's a giant meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's getting ground up.
Yep. They make sausage
out of that hog.
Or they make Soylent Green out of it. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. J.D. Vance, maybe he makes you smile. Details on what he's up to and more. It's all coming your way. 97.3 The Sky.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Making Mondays great. We're here. Let's pump it up. Come on, we'll get through it together. It is 9:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, wherever you would normally get your podcast. And you download it, you click on subscribe, and there you have it. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Enjoy, enjoy. Marco Rubio. He was kind of like Marco Polo. I mean, he was traveling a lot. And he was in Turkey. And he said the Pope is not a political figure, although he's covered like one, meaning from the media.
Right.
He's covered like
one. That's true. Yep.
That is a good point.
Yep.
And he said, but I would caution all of you and everyone that I understand that there is a temptation to cover the papacy as a political office. It is not a political office. It is a spiritual office and one that is and has social teachings that are aligned with the faith and with the gospel. But I don't believe those are incompatible with a national policy that tries to prevent mass migration. See, this was the Pope came out and calling for respect toward migrants.
Right.
And I thought Rubio was effectively addressing this. And he said, you know, we're trying to prevent mass migration, which is not compassionate to people that are being trafficked into our country. It's not compassionate to people in the country who suffer gravely. When a million people come here illegally, if 1,000 of them are dangerous criminals, those are a lot of victims. And that's not fair either, and that's not compassionate. Mm. Then he goes on to point out something I think we've said before. The Pope is based in Rome and is protected by guards and walls. They were built in Roman times. The city walls helped defeat a Muslim invasion in 846, almost 1,200 years before Donald Trump's election. You think he's trying to draw any sort of parallel here?
Yeah.
He said, I don't mean this to be snarky, but the Vatican has rules about who can come in and who can stay. So every place has that. It's just what you do to protect your sovereignty. Isn't that true? Mm. So they have walls, they have guards. Now, at one time, you'd say, well, yeah, that was very much necessary so they weren't overrun. But they still have those guards and those walls today, and they still very much control who comes. Pope Leo has long shown that he recognizes the distinction between the role of idealistic religious leaders and the role of pragmatic, compromising politicians in secular, diverse societies. Migration is a huge problem, and it's a problem worldwide, not only in this country. That's what then-Cardinal Robert Prevost, who goes on to become Pope Leo, preached in a Catholic mass. According to an undated video, there's got to be a way to both solve the problem but also treat people with respect. Yeah, I think that we're all wanting the same thing. Rubio added, we're the most compassionate nation in the world. Every single year, a million people legally migrate to the United States permanently, permanent residency. No other nation is nearly as compassionate as we are. We've been doing it for a long time, but it can't be 5 million people a year that come with 4 million illegally. That can't. That's just not sustainable, and there's nothing compassionate about it for Americans. Yep. So he makes a great case, puts that in, you know, easily digestible terms. I think he's absolutely right on that. Vice President J.D. Vance greeted Pope Leo on Sunday for the Catholic leader's inaugural Mass in Vatican City, accompanied by his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and his wife, Jeanette. The leaders exchanged greetings prior to leaving St. Peter's Square, and video footage shows Vance and Rubio shaking hands with the Pope. Ukrainian President Zelensky and his wife also attended the event. All right. According to social media post Sunday from Zelensky, he met with Vance and Rubio during their time in Rome. Yep. So bringing people together, bringing maybe even the spiritual forces, and try to come to an understanding. America is an awesome place, but one of the reasons we're an awesome place is because of law and order. Mm-hmm. And when that starts to fall apart, then the quality of life gets diminished for almost everybody. And so then it is not the place that it was meant to be, was supposed to be. And this whole feeling of somehow feeling guilty, yeah, I mean, you could feel guilty about where you were born. You could feel guilty about that if you want. Oh, you happen to be born with, you know, and have two really great parents that, you know, gave you a fantastic upbringing and maybe some of the, you know, niceties and bells and whistles of life. Well, that's great. Do you feel guilty about it? Well, that's how some want to make you feel, that you were born or grown up here or had, you know, this beautiful place
and like
to
you,
live in.
And like you then owe something to everyone else, or they don't have to follow the rules that you did growing up because of your privilege.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's those, you know, lefty weirdos that want to tear it all down. For what? Like, what is your overall means to an end? What are you attempting to do? What is your vision? Yeah. What's the vision for the future?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I just want to live in some sort of utopian paradise? Well, I can tell you that if you destroy all the things that keep society, you know, from killing each other, basically, when you tear all those institutions down, you're going to have chaos. You're not going to have utopia. You're going to have the exact opposite of it. And, you know, these people that are miserable now, these, you know, and most of them are lefty weirdos. What do you think would have to happen for them to actually be happy? It seems to me that the only thing that makes them happy is hurting others. You know?
Yeah.
Case in point. Hey, let's blow up this fertility clinic in Palm Springs. Yeah, this 25-year-old punk, I guess I don't want to keep giving his name. He set off a car bomb, pretty powerful one, outside a clinic that's, you know, well, very pro-life. It's the American Reproductive Center Fertility Clinic. So in the process of trying to blow that up, he killed himself and he injured four others. He reportedly wrote in writings and recordings that he opposed the idea of bringing people into the world against their will. How do you know what someone's will is when they're like, I don't know, a couple of cells more than an amoeba?
It's just, the concept is just amazing.
It really is. And the writings he left behind were anti-pro-life. And he's from 29 Palms. And this was a targeted attack against an IVF facility. Make no mistake, we're treating this as an intentional act of terrorism. They said the FBI described this guy as having nihilistic ideation and may have attempted to live stream the bombing on social media. And authorities are looking into a possible manifesto that he wrote as part of their investigation. I think I mentioned this earlier. The only purpose that that would serve is maybe to get a little glimpse of his twisted world. But really, most importantly, look at the wording, the writing style, and there'll be some kind of common catchphrases, if you will, to help maybe identify, you know, these. It's one thing to be, you know, nutty in your thoughts and ideas, but it's another thing to carry out, you know, murderous activities against others. But maybe that would serve, or at least help guide some people, if it's widely read. So I don't like the idea. Look, in the manifesto, he'll try to post some kind of ideas of how, you know, his ideology is correct and everybody else is wrong. But really, if you really look at it and you read between the lines, and it's the language. It's the language that they use. There's certain phrases. And if you hear that kind of wording and phrasing, the hair on your neck will stand up. And then you need to react to that accordingly. If it's somebody, you know, in your family, as tough as it might be, you need to make sure that this person is looked at, well, very, very carefully, to say the least. And, you know, there's definitely some sort of a pattern, if you will, of who these kinds of people are. Pretty sick. Well, like the people that are working to, oh, they're gonna ruin Trump's birthday party. I guess it is Trump's birthday party to some extent, but it's really a birthday party for the Army 250 years. It's a party for the country, right? 250 years in July. Agitators, however, are planning a not too surprising birthday gift for President Donald Trump on his 79th birthday, another anti-Trump demonstration. Yawn. Organizers say they're hoping to upstage a military parade the president has planned for June 14th in Washington, D.C. And now, wait a second. Military parade, right. And there's going to be demonstrators there.
Yeah, and you're going to outshine all of them.
No.
Yeah.
No, I see.
Oh,
a plan coming together.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity.
Oof.
How many times have you thought in your mind, man, if you got all this group of bad people together?
Yeah.
Huh. You know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's interesting that it's a military parade.
Right.
And you're going to have people
protesting.
Protesting, which is fine.
Yeah.
Protests are totally legal.
Hold your sign.
Absolutely.
Don't do anything stupid.
Well, that's the thing.
Because these people are stupid, so they will do stupid things.
Yes.
Yeah.
The name of this one group is called Refuse Fascism. They said they're behind the event, but then other groups are saying, no, it's us. It's the No King's Day group. So now they're arguing over who takes credit for this demonstration. These people, really?
Oh, they're messed up.
I mean, come on, man.
They are sad.
A job, get a job, any job.
Yeah.
You think the world is a terrible place? Well, why don't you actually make an attempt to help somebody else to at least make it a better place for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, no. This is really just the opposite of really caring about the world. It's It's you found other twisted up weirdo nutbags just like yourself, and you want to hang out together. Yeah, that's not really going to fit in with things that make you smile, is it?
No.
Okay. That's why there'll be a hard break here.
Yes.
And then when we come back.
Yes.
Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with your upbeat positive non-political thoughts. 877-975-9825. Oh, my goodness. Here we are. Another day in paradise, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:52 right now, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You know, count your blessings kind of a thing that you would like to share with us. We'd love to have you share it. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. That's 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning. Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I was scanning YouTube the other day, and there's actually a short video of the Pope playing electric guitar. So I just came up with the jingle, "He's an American Pope. He's coming to your town."
I like it, like Grand Funk Railroad.
There you go.
He's an American Pope.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like we're an American band.
Yeah.
That was good, Mark.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hollywood. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, good morning. First of all, happy belated birthday. Sorry I didn't buy you that motorcycle that you were wanting.
Thanks. At least it was in your thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah.
So my wife just graduated with her master's degree in pastoral counseling from Liberty University, where I got my master's degree. So we are alumni partners. I'm just so proud of my beautiful wife. And that makes me smile.
That's awesome.
God bless you guys, and God bless America.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like her counseling is quite, you know, been effective on Hollywood.
But she just now got the master's.
Oh, so now it's going to begin the process.
He'll be a whole new person by the time she gets done with him.
And how do you think that makes him feel?
I'm not sure.
And how does that make you feel? See, I could do counseling, too. And how does that make you feel?
I think there's a little more to it than that.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I like it when they grab you, and they slap you, and they say, "Snap out of it!" And then they beat you.
You've watched too many movies.
I'm telling you, that's better than a long, drawn-out thing.
Well, okay, but then they don't get to pay.
In your mind's eye.
You don't have to get charged for as many sessions.
Who do you see? What do you see?
Uh-huh.
Was it a painful childhood?
Uh-huh.
Only when I had to do chores, which wasn't very often, so.
Wow.
Why are you in this office? I don't know. I had a day off. My Harley was in for service.
Had a little time to kill.
Oh. That's why you never see one in front of a psychiatrist's office.
Oh, I always called riding as my therapy back in the day when I had a bike. I did.
You did?
It was great. Absolutely.
It is therapy. It's wind therapy.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I like that.
All right, my friends, don't go away. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So all the controversy about Qatar giving the president a plane where he's going to prop his feet up and just cruise around all day looking at us little people. No, that's not the story at all, as it turns out. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican out of Oklahoma, pointed out that talks regarding Qatar giving the United States a plane to temporarily replace Air Force One began under the Biden administration.
What?
Yep. He said, no one's talking to you about it, but it's the same 747 that's been in negotiations for over a year. Wow. Now that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you. Have a great day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.